the rest of the story. It happened one evening at sunset during a mountain climbing trip in 1999. Scott Gorsuch and Peter Frost, gazing out over the remote rugged landscape, caught a glimpse of something gleaming in the twilight atop a distant mountain peak. Late into the night, they whispered speculation as to what the luminous object might be. Perhaps, after all, they'd imagined it. But no, the mysterious shining something reappeared in the glow of sunrise, beckoning to them. Well, one day they would answer its call. And over the next 2 years, Gorsuch and Frost planned their return to the region and their sure-to-be arduous journey to the site of the shining. In March of 2002, a National Geographic Society-sponsored expedition, led by these two adventurers, climbed over the craggy, all but impassable terrain, got to 11,000 feet, where the explorers were standing wide-eyed amid the cloud and shrouded ruins of more than 100 structures, the remains of an ancient city in the Vilcabamba Mountains of south-central Peru. For it was into the misty Andean Vilcabamba that the native South American Incas fled from Spanish conquistadors, and where they established the last cities of the dying Inca Empire. In this particular city, surrounded by snowy mountain peaks, were terraces and canals and roadways and dams, pyramids and funeral towers, circular dwellings and ceremonial platforms, including one which had intrigued the two climbers as it reflected the first and the last light of day. Now trembling in the presence of these silent sentinels, the emissaries of the so-called modern world reflected once more on the mighty Incas, all that they had achieved. For what has been called the final great empire of America, crowned by impressive palaces and temples and technology, and governed by an imperial state in the Andes, was based on a complex religious, social, and military administrative order, fueled by a thriving agriculture, the lattermost as none since succeeded in eliminating hunger among the Incas' dozen million population through its industry, and by means of a sophisticated food storage system. Oh, yes, the roads, thousands of miles of carefully coordinated highways and byways and rock tunnels and suspension bridges and messenger routes, a system so ingeniously and efficiently laid out that it actually facilitated the eventual Spanish conquest. But this latest discovery, that of the once bustling Inca metropolis sprawling over many square miles in the lofty Vilcabamba cloud forest, it's more than the remnant of a civilization in the mist. It embodies a warning to us in what we call the civilized world. And the warning is, overlook nothing. For you see, by centuries ago standards, the Incas had everything but one thing, an essential which other cultures possessed thousands of years B.C., and yet which somehow eluded the once masters of the South American continent. For the majestic empire that brought forth shining cities from the dust, and which very nearly destroyed the entire Spanish army in 1536, and which was immaculately interconnected by thousands of miles of roads, could not produce one inventor to contrive the wheel. Amazing what the Incas did, it's been said. More amazing still is what they did not. Because now you know the rest of the story.